In a sense, that's right. When we're our Christian life, our goal is to become more and more like Christ, right? Because He's our example. But here's the bigger truth. We could never find Jesus if He hadn't already been chasing us. If He's not pursuing you, you will never find Jesus. But He does pursue you, right? So, let me see if I can roll quickly with this. I had John read us 2 Corinthians 5:17 to the end. What does it say? You know, we want to know how, knowing how we've reframed Jesus. Now we want to know, well, what does that mean to our lives? How is our lives going to be reframed? 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have new things have come." He tells us that when we come to Jesus, He begins to reframe us, right? And in 5:21 there it said, "He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." So right off the bat, we're no longer helpless in sin. Instead, we have His righteousness. Now that's the greatest reframe you'll ever get. You trade your sin for His righteousness. We like that one. But He doesn't stop there. In verse 20, He said, John read it, "We are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us." He's framing us to be His ambassadors. I want to know exactly what is an ambassador. I looked up. Webster tells me it's an official envoy, a diplomatic agent of the highest rank, an authorized representative or messenger. Christ is reframing you to be His representative, His messenger. But what's the message? He told us up in verse 18 of our 2 Corinthians 5. "Now, all things are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." Last of 19 says, "He has committed to us the word of reconciliation." You see, Christ wants everyone to know that if they come to Him, He will exchange their sins for His righteousness. And He wants to use you to do it. Okay? We all need to be reframed by Jesus. Remember that passage we started with? John 14:9-11. Philip asking the question. Jesus kind of getting on him, saying, you know, "If you could see that He was in the Father and the Father was in Him, why can't you see that, Philip?" But then He said, "Even if you can't see that, at least believe because of the works you see the Father doing in Me." Right? Here's the question for us. We'll close on. What works am I doing? Am I living my faith? My prayer for the teens that go, that we take to these camps, my prayer for myself and for all of us here, really, is that Jesus will reframe us in a way that when people look at us, they see Christ. And that the works we do, the life we live, is evidence of Christ working through us. That's what He's saying it should be.